I thought tonight I would like to read a poem of a friend of mine, and even though I haven't got a green light yet, I'm sure she would be delighted. Her name is, I think I'm pronouncing it right, Nyarato Musumba. She's from Africa, and which country, I forgot. But she wrote a lovely poem here, which she read on Africa Day in Dublin as well. Iris. The little boy says he's irised. I take him for both. Irrefragable the distinctness of his skin. Undeniable his irisness. Iris rising. Petals popping in shades of gold, blue and nimbus grey, a rainbow. Embracing the shamrock carpet, a ribbon wrapping the cradle from Baltimore to. It's rising. The new Irish nation is rising. Rising not to be judged as offender. Rising not to be defended as victim. The new Irish nation is rising together. I'll follow on with something that I think is more in the making, and I'm not quite sure, but it's more a message to my people, also between the cultures here. So, expats warning. Out here, they've never forgotten the war, the old tyranny. Order, rule, discipline, precision, promptitude, still considered the traits of our folk. Inside, we hold our head high. Three generations later, and for a good while, our government sent out the message of peace that we all learned, lest we forget. And we believed, honestly. Yet, hoodwinked inside, blindfolded our people to the game they play in the outside world, much greater than ours and tightly intertwined. A fierce monopoly session lasting for centuries, major players and the same old names. From here you can see the despotic dictation of European reign. The giant of Europe rises to dictate the terms for smaller nations because without he would drown again. Out here, the people feel the economic war, a daily strife, a pact which our bankers impose on the pigs in our good name. Shameful, haunting, a financial world war around the European Reich and Germany, my home. Again, the Führer, and my people don't know. This last one I'd like to bring is a translation from German, which I wrote ages ago, and I want some feedback on that, please. After the show. Railroad restraint. Looks meet the eye. Seeking. Spying for seconds. Into the deep. Restlessly time gapes in the train. Fear struck, people flinch and flee. Faces derail on guard when touched. And dive into flash freeze.
Thank you. This is an unreported song. Allow me to love you to the best of my ability, until you sweep away care and consider how limited your life is. Allow me to broaden the depth of your experience and fulfill what is present in the flicker of a kiss. Allow me to be with you when company wears thin. A mutual solitude is desirable when fueled by electricity. Allow me to love you to the maximum potential until you can access your senses every day is disheartening to be alone. This is called the Abandoned Bungalow. Cheerful enough is the cause that you witnessed through the tent wilderness of the local eye. Hawthorn and snowstorm could not fight for you. Fight how they will, for you kept them warm. So So how can you be blamed if your opportune windows are fast to dry? The slide keeps around, the modal decks, the room containers, there is knowledge to be seen in such a structure here. On all four walls, states falling off expose your vacancy crossways, more than those who left you. O bosses of crimson, O vents, O tears, O everyday life filling out the years, to implore its lost citizens going speedily home. Walk on, keep on walking, why? Oblige yourselves to reminisce or try.
Actually, I'll do a cover of a cover, if that's alright. Yeah. Bradley Drew covering the James Joyce tune. I'm sure that I had that one. Have you heard of one humpity dumpty? How he fell with a roar and a rumble, curled up like Lord Alice a crumble, at the foot of the magazine wall, home helmet and all. It was once time our king of the castle, now he's kicked bound like a rat and now parsnip, and from Green Street he said the other of his worship, all the way to the penal jail of Mountjoy, go on jail him with joy. But his father of all things hurt to bother us, smoke coaches and a mac like the contraception for the populace. Mare's milk for the six, seven dry Sundays a week, open her love and religious reform, so hideous and form. And why should you, couldn't he manage it? I'll bet out me find daddy and dad, and like the bumping out of the Cassidy's, all the way with his butter and his horns, go on, butter his horns. Well, he was jumping by Wellington's monument, that rhetorious out hip of a parliament, so some bugger let down the back strap the omnibus, and he caught his death fusiliers with his rent in his ears, go on, give him 6 years. Well, we'll have a three-trade grand band and mass meeting for the set-off that breaks from the Scandinavery. And we'll bury him down in Oxman's town along with the dividend Danes, the death and dumb Danes, and all their remains. Well, sweet bad luck to the ways washed against our island, the hooker of the hammer-fisted Viking, and God's curse today, the apple and a base, all black and tan men of war, at the harbour bar. Well, now all the king's men are as horses, could never resurrect his corpses, for there's no true hell in Connacht that can raise a cane. Thank you. I feel like making lots of excuses to get sick, but I shouldn't be up there, you know, for making excuses. I found no way. Let the hook. Try something original now. Not too long. Right. Rant and random rubbish enough to question my right to free speech, rowdy enough to get fucked up by someone else, feeling physically just as free, before I go off with another obnoxious Ned speech spree. I find myself threatening British authority figures so vicious and nonchalantly, I must have been brainwashed while living on Barrack Street. Gotta get waterproof paper for Irish festivals. Put some work inspired thoughts down before going full of vegetable. Take note of what most fascinated, grasp at it, share it, and integrate it. Don't push it when it's presented. My boggle struggling to put in a sense of coherent language to use to describe all still recognizes being demented. If you haven't got your own life, you cannot have a social one. Get the grip of your brain, not the four powerful foibles of the grip of a gangster's gun. Well, thanks, but no thanks. I love that gift horse in the mouth, cause gift is German for poison. If you know what it is, I'm on a boat. For the love of the blood vessel, baggage loading up the fragile trestle, stealing myself to test my metal, and looking for my bed and nettles. But I don't think I could quit this rap shit if I cannot see fit. There's more to heads than hairs I wanna see split. Social welfare, living, education, and waiting that shady, even when Stoney should have more money. I make my own money. Don't overdose, found myself dumber than a showroom dummy. Rising damp, but I'm the king of ting, copping better skills to cultivate, but bad ones that look better than nothing. Rising damp, but I'm king. Get to cup in better skills to cultivate bad ones that look are better than none. Thank you.
We're here every Monday to the show. We'll finish in far more. on to a fun Chiswick. Alan Chiswick.
Follow the fine singing of Rasputin, but I'm going to murder a song for a few minutes before I read the translation. It's called Father, my widow shoes on his father, my husband, God of Roga.
His father, my husband, and Roga. His widow, my pokey, and fiend. His father, my golem, my ogre. After all, Mary Jordan, the end is for me, and all the unwagon. Shouldn't slide to the far way there. After all, the Mavragal and Bile, begging piling his special domain. Lahagra, the Smithia, poor Palmo, Kate, King of Manelli, all harm. It's for Roya, Sir Yavin, so snow. Bahagila, a prona, no hush, not a mean ever of a boy. It's a hiding up through Marathatu. Is la blue
babume. Those are many other verses which shall be remain silent. Without shoes on. My feet have been long without shoes on, my pockets have been longer without pence. I've often been drunk with young women, but I've never drank much without sense. It's a pity my dad wasn't dead and gone when he sent me to fight for the king. My grave is my hard bed from now on, and for my love I can't any more sing. If I was for 7 years buried, or with fever laid low on my bed, and my first love did come to awake me, my grey years I gladly would shed. And arising on Wednesday morning, my sense had throated the wind, when I heard what my true love was up to, I tore the raw flesh from my hand. My grave is a long time preparing, and rites have been making my slab, but pleasure and joy have departed, since my true love has refused me a shag.
I was Conor Wachman.
Thank you. Who's it? Sure, sorry. Tippex. I was the only person in the whole school with Tippex. I got it off Jim Ryan. He said they used it in the bank the whole time. Jim was a boarder in our house who worked in the bank and had the leaving cert, and that was handy because he helped me with my Irish homework. I'd tell the master my mother or father helped me, but he didn't believe it. I never told him it was Jim Ryan from Lanesborough, 30 miles away, that helped me. The geography was another problem I had. The master would have us standing around the board in a half circle up at the top of the class. It was the board off to the side, not the main blackboard, a small one that he could draw a map of Belgium on out of his head and put in all the towns like Ghent and Bruges and Brussels, and ports like Ostend and rivers like the Meuse and mountains like the Ardennes, Lowline, all out of his head and leave it there for weeks until we were finished with Belgium. And I thought it was a lovely picture, even if he drove me mad with the questions. And I'd miss it and feel every bit of it vanish under the duster forever as he'd rub it out and draw Germany on the board, all out of his head and all freehand, and then I'd miss that when he'd rub it out forever. And he could draw a perfect circle as well, freehand. There was a big compass in the press that you could put chalk into for drawing circles on the board, but the master didn't need that. No, he had his own net. He'd stand with his back to the board with the chalk in his right hand touching the board behind his hip, and with his left hand pinned in his jacket to his stomach, he'd give one quick twist of his whole body like a half somersault, but without his feet ever leaving the ground, and without the chalk ever leaving the board, and with his hair and the tail of his jacket flying, he'd finish up facing the board, and with the most perfect circle drawn. Then pulling down the tail of his jacket and straightening his tie, and wiping his hand across his scalp to realign renegade hair, he'd quickly pivot so he was facing the class again, standing, scanning, as if he had never moved. He couldn't take his eyes off us for a second, so he couldn't. I don't know how he did it, Barry was double jointed and could touch his elbow with his thumb, but he drew the most perfect circle, and he used all sorts of colours of chalk I'd never seen before. I thought he was the only teacher that was allowed to use the colour chalk, because he was the master. He used red for cities, blue for the rivers and lakes, brown for the mountains, and he'd mark in forests with green upside down bees. He even had purple and yellow. And then he'd ask us all questions. He'd fly around, his arm fully extended, clicking his fingers and pointing his long bony finger. Click, click, quick, quick. Name that mountain range. Click, click, quick, quick. Gannon. Ardenzer. Name that river. Click, click, quick, quick. Ean. Meuse, sir. Name that city. Click, click, quick, quick. Molloy. Brussels, sir. What do they produce in Brussels? Click, click, quick, quick. And then he was pointing at me, and I couldn't think. And everything stopped, and the clicking and the quicking, and everybody was looking at me, and I couldn't think, and he thought he was helping me, and he said, you had it in your tea this morning. And then I knew it wasn't Brussels sprouts. But I still couldn't think, and he went clicking and quicking until someone else got it, and I got another 20 lines. I will learn my geography in future, because the answer was sugar. And I never forgot that, because I don't take sugar in my tea. I gave it up for Lent the same time I did Mass in the convent with the nuns every morning. I thought doing the Lent was a good thing, but it got me the 29s. I thought that was unfair, and it annoyed me a bit, but not too much, because I had lines done already that he'd corrected for questions I couldn't answer in England. And what do they produce in Sheffield? Click, click. And they were the same lines. I will do my geography in future. I will do my geography in future. I will do my geography in future. 20 times. And so, I just tippied out his long red bio ticks and autograph and rewrote in the bits of words. Some of the lines I had used 3 times already, and the tippets was getting thicker. But luckily enough, he never copped it. I told Jim Ryan what I did with the tippets, and he didn't say hate. He just smiled, and I wondered, did he use it to fool his own boss sometimes?